Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I think my battery's dead.
With free battery testing and charging, we can help you get back on the road.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
So what if I need a new one?
We have the right Duralast battery for you, only at AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
And what about my old battery?
We can recycle it right here at America's number one battery destination.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code. A lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This Day in History class is a production of iHeartRadio.
Hello and welcome to This Day in History class, a show for those who can never know enough about history. I'm Gabe Lousier, and in this episode, we're looking at the story behind one of the most famous game shows in TV history, including the notorious kissing controversy sparked by its original host. The day was July 12, 1976. The long-running TV game show Family Feud aired for the first time on ABC. It was part of a game show boom in the mid-1970s, when the three major networks combined were airing as many as 24 different game shows every day. Many of those shows were produced by Goodson Todman Productions, including Alex Trebek's Double Dare, Bob Barker's The Price is Right, and Gene Rayburn's Match Game. Family Feud was developed as a spin-off of that last one, which had premiered on CBS in 1973. Match Game's format tasked contestants with filling in the blank in a given sentence in the hopes of matching the written responses provided by a panel of celebrity guests. One of the most frequent and most popular panelists was British actor and comedian Richard Dawson, who would later go on to host Family Feud. In one of the bonus rounds of Match Game, called Super Match, the contestant was shown a short fill-in-the-blank phrase for which the members of a previous studio audience had provided responses. The three most common answers were hidden on the board, and the contestant had to try to match one of them in order to win the corresponding cash prize, with the most popular response being worth the most money. In 1976, Match Game's success convinced Goodson Todman to develop a new game show for ABC based on the Super Match formula. And because Richard Dawson was popular with viewers and already familiar with the concept, he was hired on as its host. The premise of Family Feud expanded on the audience match format by having two families compete against each other to guess the most popular responses to a survey question posed to 100 people. The more answers a family guessed, the more points they earned, with the highest-scoring family continuing on to a bonus round for a chance to win $10,000. Each round began with a member from each opposing family facing off for control of the board by trying to be the first to ring in with a correct answer. Here's a clip from an early episode with Richard Dawson to show you how it all played out.
100 people surveyed, top six answers are on the board. You've got to try and get the most popular answer. Here's the question. Name an occasion in their children's lives that makes parents get sentimental.
Yeah. Marriage.
They're married. Number one. Player pass.
We're going to play, sir.
In the early years of Family Feud, the survey responses were provided by volunteers who answered the writers' questions through a mailing list. But in later seasons, the surveys were conducted by a polling firm that would call random people on the phone and solicit their responses without disclosing what exactly they'd be used for. Relatable, topical questions were the standard during Dawson's tenure, but the writers would occasionally slip in more risque questions meant to solicit humorous or off-color responses. That approach became more common as the years went by, as fans of the current Steve Harvey iteration of the show are no doubt aware of. Still, that's not to say that Family Feud was completely innocent in its beginnings. Richard Dawson was known for his dry wit and sarcasm, but most of all, for his penchant for kissing the female contestants, often right on the lips. He doled out this greeting to adult women of all ages, races, and physical appearances, a liberal approach that earned him the nickname the Kissing Bandit. Dawson's trademark smooches became such an established part of the show that a Family Feud production assistant was reportedly tasked with performing a mouth check ahead of each episode to make sure contestants were free of disease. Women had the option to opt out in favor of a kiss on the cheek or a handshake, but because many found Dawson so endearing, they often went along with it. Decades later, Richard Dawson claimed to have adopted the kissing gesture on the fly as a way to put a nervous female contestant at ease. According to him, one day, just a few weeks into the show's first season, a competing family was asked to name a green vegetable. And as he described, quote, "I got to a lady and I could see her hands just shaking, so I always grabbed a hand and said, 'It's not open heart surgery.' She's still shaking, so I'm going to do something that my mom would do to me whenever I had a problem of any kind. I kissed her on the cheek, and I said, 'That's for luck.' And she said, 'Asparagus.' It's like I whispered the answer in her ear, but you can see I didn't." Well-intentioned or not, some viewers were understandably uncomfortable with the constant kissing, and ABC's Standards and Practices division weren't big fans of it either. Eventually, after enough people complained, the show's producers conducted a different kind of survey, asking viewers to write in whether they were for or against the kissing. In a clear sign of the times, the response was overwhelmingly positive. According to producer Howard Felsher, quote, "I don't remember the exact totals, but it was something like 14,000 who said kiss, and 300 or 400 who said don't kiss. It was that lopsided." Although locking lips with contestants would never fly today, it seemed to work out for Richard Dawson. In 1981, he kissed a contestant named Gretchen Johnson, and 10 years later, the two of them wound up getting married. Family Feud did all right for itself as well. The show was a ratings hit right out of the gate and quickly eclipsed its parent show, Match Game, in popularity. Dawson continued to host Family Feud until its cancellation in 1985. Then, 3 years later, the show was revived by CBS with comedian Ray Combs taking over hosting duties. The show was canceled again in 1993, but was briefly brought back the following year with Richard Dawson returning by popular demand to host a single season. After Dawson's swan song, Family Feud ceased production until 1999, when it was resurrected yet again, this time seemingly for good. Three different actors tried their hand at hosting over the next decade: Louis Anderson, Richard Karn, and John O'Hurley. Then, in 2010, comedian Steve Harvey stepped into the role and continues to host the show to this day. The game of Family Feud has remained much the same through all those different incarnations, but in a wise show of restraint, every host since Dawson has kept their lips to themselves. I'm Gabe Lousier, and hopefully, you now know a little more about history today than you did yesterday. If you'd like to keep up with the show, you can follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at TDIHCShow. And if you have any comments or suggestions, feel free to send them my way by writing to thisday@iheartmedia.com. Thanks to Casby Bias for producing the show, and thanks to you for listening. I'll see you back here again tomorrow for another day in history class.
You slept through your alarm, missed the train, and your breakfast sandwich.
Ugh.
Cold. Sounds like you could use some luck.
I'm Victoria Cash, and Lucky Land is where people go every day to get lucky. At Lucky Land, you can play over 100 casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Go to LuckyLandSlots.com and get lucky today.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Stay connected to the heartbeat of Chicago's Black community with the Chicago Defender Digital Daily. From the pulse of our neighborhoods to the beats of our culture, we're more than just the news. The Chicago Defender elevates Black voices, culture, and the stories in our community that matter. Stay informed, empowered, and connected. Subscribe today at ChicagoDefender.com and experience the authentic perspective you won't find anywhere else. The Chicago Defender Digital Daily, where every headline tells our story.
I'm Nora McInerney, and this is The Head Start, Embracing the Journey. Making this show has been an honor and a true education, and the people that we have met along the way are incredible. People like Lauren Browning, entrepreneur and the founder of the sustainable swimwear line Ricky Beach Club. We sat down to talk with Lauren about entrepreneurship, support systems, and living life with chronic migraine.
Honestly, there's been a lot of life moments, big and small, that I've gone to and attended with a migraine attack. And it's hard to describe it. Like, you don't look sick. So I think a lot of it was like, I felt like I had to convince people that I had this disease.
Listen to The Head Start, Embracing the Journey on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Head Start.